The University of Alaska Southeast is expanding two community partnerships in Juneau to better protect students and employees from sex or gender-based discrimination. According to the Alaska Justice Statistical Analysis Center at the University of Alaska Anchorage, in a survey, one out of every eight UAS students said they experienced some form of sexual misconduct or sexual assault between 2015 and 2016. KTOO's Quentin Chandler reports.
The University of Alaska Southeast wants to give its students and employees more options and information when they experience sexual discrimination. Lori Klein tracks reports of sex and gender-based discrimination for the university as its Title IX coordinator.
Dating violence, domestic violence, gender-based discrimination, sexual assault, sexual harassment, the whole gamut. This year so far, we are with 5 months into the academic year, we're at 17 reports.
Klein says there were 10 reports from students and employees last academic year. The reports are for all three campuses in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka. To improve the university's options for students and employees, Klein says they're leaning on pre-existing partnerships with the Juneau Police Department and the advocacy group AWARE. The acronym stands for Aiding Women in Abuse and Rape Emergencies. Mandy Cole is the deputy director of AWARE. Starting near the end of January, her group plans to give students access to an advocate for at least 2 hours a week inside the JPD substation on the UAS campus in Juneau.
Maybe they were sexually assaulted. Maybe they had an uncomfortable experience they're not sure how to process. And they want to talk to someone about it without necessarily triggering the kind of response from the university.
UAS and JPD also have a new agreement to improve their coordination on cases of discrimination. Klein says that's important because university employees and students who are victims of crime have rights under the law, and they have administrative rights granted through the university.
And so our opportunity is with JPD is for me to provide some training to them about what those administrative rights are, for them to help me understand what legal rights are, so that if a student comes and speaks with me, I can better explain what it would mean if they made a call to JPD.
A JPD spokesman said the police and the university have had a robust relationship for a long time, and this new agreement is a logical next step. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.